Welcome to Medical Discovery News. I'm Dr. David Neisel.
And I'm Dr. Norbert Herzog. As much as we complain about our commutes, it doesn't ruin our joints like it did the ancient Egyptian workers who toiled at the famous royal tombs.
They had to cross the steep Theban hills to reach the royal necropolis at the Valley of the Kings. Recent findings by Egyptologists show that these workers developed osteoarthritis, or OA, in their ankles and knees.
About 3,500 years ago, royal tomb workers lived in Deir el-Medina in what is now modern Luxor. Researchers recently sorted out their bones and looked for signs of OA, which is the wear and tear that comes from overuse.
OA involves the entire joint, including the cartilage that cushions joints, deterioration of tendons and ligaments, as well as inflammations of the synovium, which is the joint lining.
The workers' bones reveal higher rates of OA in ankles and knees than those of non-laborers. But many of the artisans' work involved digging and painting, so the question became why they had OA of the knees and ankles.
Ancient records tracked artisans' work attendance and showed they walked to work and stayed the week, then trekked home. The journey was not only steep from their village to work, but involved a 100-yard drop from their work huts to the tombs.
Commuting 160 days a year over 35 years can catch up to you. Contrarily, CT scans of Egyptian mummies, the elite of that society, also revealed signs of OA, but more often in their spines.
The study is unique in that it tells us about the life of ancient Egyptians who were not royalty. It also tells us that some things don't change. Wear and tear on joints is universal for us old folks. Hey, pass to you, Lee, will you, Norbert?
We are Drs. David Neisel and Norbert Herzog at the University of Texas Medical Branch and the Frank H. Netter School of Medicine at Quinnipiac University, where biomedical discoveries shape the future of medicine. For much more and our disclaimer, go to medicaldiscoverynews.com.